Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rich Galen is here. Richard Galen is our guest, our good friend, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the purveyor of the outstanding political column, Mullings.com, twice weekly, outstanding print public, electronic, I should say, publication that I always encourage you to check out. He's a political operative from way back, worked for Mr. Gingrich, Mr. Quayle. He spins to the right, as you might can imagine, only I think he spins a little slower maybe today than he used to for maybe a couple of reasons.
Well, I'm 72 years old.
Missed a step or two as the years have gone by, and he's our good friend. He can't wait to get in the show. Rich Galen, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
He's inside the Beltway, folks, so we have to cut him some slack.
I'm in downtown D.C. Five blocks from the White House.
He's inside the Beltway, so we just have to go just a little bit slower for him. Okay, Rich,
that's right.
They've got a big election coming up, 2 weeks. What is at stake? Talk to us about the numbers that we have and what the potential is. What's at stake?
Well, it's an off-year election. It's a midterm election. So the House runs that all 435 voting members of the House have to run every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution said, and the founders wanted that because they wanted one of the two houses to be close to the
retail.
The current feelings of the people. So they had them run every 2 years. The senators run once every 6 years. Now, when the Constitution was written, there was no direct election of senators. We didn't go to the polls like we will in 2 weeks
right.
to vote for a U.S. senator. They were elected by the various state legislatures, not by the people directly. And then,
in fact, we didn't elect senators till like 100 years ago, did we?
No, it was much less than that. It was like in the 1930s. But I forget which amendment it is now. But they only run once every 6 years. The idea being that senators should be more circumspect, and as somebody once said, it's the saucer that cools the milk.
Right.
But that hasn't worked out here in the last couple of decades.
Circumspect is not something you think of these days. They've lost that mission, haven't they?
But the current thinking, and these are including me, and we're the same geniuses that confidently, up until about 7:30 on election night in November of 2016, were convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to win, until Virginia went for Trump. We are equally as firm in our belief that the Democrats will take control of the House. By some number, and this that, but in the
you still believe that today? You still believe that today?
Yeah, I do.
What is the number? What is the number? That's what I want you to tell us this segment. What are the numbers?
Okay, I don't like to do actual reporting.
No, I don't mean out in the field. I mean, what are the actual gross numbers, the macro numbers that they need to get?
Oh, they need to get they need to pick up 23 seats.
23 Democrats. Okay. So 218 to 217, and they need 23 seats.
That's right. If you in the Senate, in the House, if you get one more seat than the other guy, you own everything.
Is 23 a lot in history? Is 23 a lot?
No, 23 is a tiny number.
That's just 5%. That's about 5%, isn't it?
Yeah, but it would be one of the smallest, if not the smallest, off-year win. And there's only been two times since World War II. That the party of the president has actually gained seats.
Mm-hmm.
In
history is not in favor of the Republicans keeping the House, is it?
Yeah, and when you consider one of those was after 9/11 when George W. was sitting at 90%
right
favorability or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the under-over appears to be somewhere around 35 seat loss for the Republicans, which would give the Democrats a working margin.
And what are you basing that on? Are you basing that on polling, on the general strength or weakness of candidates, events?
Polling,
what are you basing
polling
it on?
Reflects the, yeah, polling reflects a lot of things, but there was a time when you and I could sit here, when I worked at the National Republican Congressional Committee, when we could start in Maine and I could walk you through all 435 districts all the way down to San Diego. I can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I talk to the pollsters who have these candidates as their clients,
right,
and ask them, you know, what they won't tell me what, you know, whether their particular client is
right
going to win or lose, and I wouldn't expect that. But I ask them the same question, what's your under over?
Mm-hmm.
And both Republicans and Democrats, and it's in the mid 30s that
they
take.
Okay.
Now,
folks,
members of Congress, Republican members of.
I got to take a quick break, folks. Back when Rich could do all those without asking anybody, we paid him a little bit more, too. 20 till, right back with Rich Gaynor. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.